Welcome, everyone. This is the Bible Brothers and Beer podcast, our very first one. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my name is Richard, and I have two of the leaders from the group here. If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Caleb. Recently took over part leadership of this group. This group's been part of my life for couple of years now, and it's grown. It's been awesome to see how much it's grown and how much it's benefited my life. So excited to do this. I know you've had a vision for this, Richard, and super excited to be part of it. I'll pass it over to Jeff.
Hi, I'm Jeff. I've been with the group since 2022. Caleb bumped into me working out, and we started talking, and he invited me, and it's been really good, a growing experience in my life, I would say.
Nice, welcome. And, you know, like I said, my name is Richard. So Bible Brothers and Beer actually started off about 6 years ago, just a little history on the group, with Dave, who started the group. It started off small, and it kept growing. And a year into it, he asked me to lead the group, so I've been leading the group for about the past 5 years, 5.5 years or so, and just recently stepped down as the leader of the group. And now Caleb and Jeff have graciously taken the reins. And one of the things, as Caleb mentioned, is that I've been wanting to look at ways to further the group, right? And what does that mean? What does that look like? And a podcast came up. So we decided to get together and give it a try with a podcast and see if this can help a man get further into God and grow his love and his faith, then we're all for that. So here we go.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah. So there was a question, I think, that we wanted to talk about that was presented, right? Caleb, do you have that question, or is it something that...
Yeah, let me...
all kinds of questions about this. So real quick, the format here is Bible Brothers and Beer, right? So we're going to talk about the Bible and, you know, anything, questions relate to that. And then after that, we're going to talk about brotherhood or fellowship. And after that, we're going to talk about beer. One segment, there's no 20 minutes on the Bible, 20 minutes on the brotherhood, in 20 minutes on beer. It could be any format that we want. We can spend all podcasts just talking about the Bible, right? And then 5 minutes on brotherhood and 5 minutes on beer or whatever that format looks like. So
I don't think I could go 20 minutes on beer. I don't know anything about it except that it's good.
Maybe. You never know.
Some of them are good. Some of them are not good.
I
want to point us back to the fact that we were connected through the gym. So this group of three, we work out a lot. I just want to get that on record that Everybody works out a lot. So as we talk about beer.
If they ever see pictures of us, they're going to be like, you sure?
And we all have great hairlines, full heads of hair, just to be clear. I did find the question if you'd like to go into that. But
yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Bible first, right? And you know, some of the questions that have come up in our men's group, you know, and then we could talk about that.
Perfect.
And how that, you know, can relate to any verses in the Bible, or your thoughts, really, you know. So
yeah, so I think one of the questions that came through from one of the men in the group was just this idea around mentorship. And just to create a little context, I think one of the things that we have in our group is a lot of, you know, we have a lot of diversity in a lot of different ways. I think as you look at the age group, it's super important to have multiple perspectives. And so this one was about mentorship, and it was, how do I find a mentor? Is it important? And does God say I should have one? And I think it's an interesting question. I think mentorship is definitely part of the group in itself. We have guys that are younger. We have guys that are in the older years of their life. We won't name names, just as we won't do on this podcast. But We appreciate that deeply. We appreciate their experiences.
But it rhymes with.
Yeah.
This guy in a room. I'm not going to say any names, but his name rhymes with.
Yes. But we appreciate all of their experiences. I mean, I think that's one of the main dynamics of this group is that, you know, guys have been through similar experiences, although they're slightly different. It's nice to have some wisdom when you're going through things and know that you're not alone. So I'll throw that question out there. I don't know if there's any other context from you two just about the dynamics of the group, but it is one of the things that I appreciate is the mentorship part of our group.
Yeah. And I guess to jump off that, just off the top of my head, I feel like it's close to a 50-year gap between the oldest and the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of guys right in the middle. And I guess I would say I'd never really noticed that, you know, like, oh, they don't, I can't really relate to that. They're too young, they're too old, anything like that. Right. It's either the I've been there or I'm going there. Or the guys that have been where I am, they like to tell me, I've been there. You know, it's not as big a deal as you think. Or, you know, I would really focus on this. I would really focus on, you know, I have three boys, I have a wife, and, you know, there's a lot of guys who have been there, and you benefit from having, I guess I would call it a mentor or being mentored. However, I wouldn't say that this group or I have ever had an official mentor. You know, I've never formally set up that kind of accountability partner or anything. I know that's very big in Christian groups and all that. Have your accountability partner have this and all that. And to me, it's always seemed like something that is more of by the Christian lingo or the book. And not that there isn't cases of that. I mean, Paul and Timothy, and there's a lot of biblical evidence of having a mentor. But like, as far as it relates to your relationship with God, I wouldn't say it is a must. You know, it's clearly not a must for salvation. However, it's going to help you if you're able to listen to the wisdom of the past. You know, Proverbs. Listen to the wisdom that is coming, and use that as an official, or not an official, but as a mentor relationship.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, that's great. And as far as you know, what I've gotten from the group as far as mentorship, there's been one person I can think of that has helped me a whole lot. Whether that was mentorship or not, I think it was a lot of good guidance for me to be able to continue moving forward and growing my faith, right? So, and you know, what we do is we hold each other accountable, this group, this men's group, and we will call each other out on it. And we're our 2 a.m. friend, as they call it. So, and really it's more of, you could sprinkle in some life mentorship, I guess, but I look at it more as a faith type mentorship, you know, because that's why we're there, right? So to be able to grow our faith, and because I can read a Bible verse and it'll mean one thing to me, but mean totally something different to someone who has more experience in the Bible. Right, because I stepped into this group not knowing a whole lot, right? You know, so to be able to, if someone says something and I can kind of sometimes in my head, oh, that I can relate that to a Bible verse, right? Matthew said this, Paul said this, you know, and to me that's helpful because you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I would have never done that, you know, so I think that any type of help or mentorship or guidance is extremely helpful. You just have to be able to kind of put that into your lifestyle, I guess, you know, and run with it. Make the choice to be able to accept what they're telling you and help grow yourself, right? So,
yeah, I think it's interesting. I was just looking at a little bit about, you mentioned Timothy and Paul, and I think one of the things that I see alive in our group is, to your point, Jeff and Richard, around just more of an organic mentorship that can happen, right? Like, it's not necessarily named. The guys in our group really do a good job of seeing kind of the potential in people. And I think that, that's what a mentor does, is that a mentor is really looking outside themselves and kind of realizing what impact they can have on somebody that they see either has a bright future or has a specific skill set or something inside of them, and almost like reminding them that they have that. And I think, you know, as I've been reading about Timothy and Paul, that's what Paul's goal was. He saw a lot in Timothy to continue his ministry, but then also to, you know, establish his own ministry. And seeing that potential and equipping an individual to kind of go about life in a certain way is a really good connection to kind of what I feel in our group sometimes. And I think, you know, Richard, what you were talking about around your willingness, you know, and people's willingness to be mentored, that's also key, right?
Right.
I think if people come in and they are always sharing their opinion, they're not listening, or they're not kind of self-reflecting and knowing that they could think of things in a different way or a different perspective, your ability to be mentored is kind of limited. So, yeah.
Yeah. You have to be really open to that, right? It's challenging sometimes because we have our thoughts and we want to make our own choices. We know what's good for us, right? Whether it's good or bad, you know, we have that arrogance and that pride that gets in the way. And it's like, oh, you know, what Caleb's talking about, what Jeff's talking about, they're crazy or whatever. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to do it my way. Well, you know, really take a step back if you ever have that thought and think about, is this something that is God is talking to me? And, you know, is there peace when I make this decision? Is there chaos if I make the other decision, right? Like, you know, and that's what it is, right? It's really the mentorship, when I take a look back, is something that for me has been really, really helpful. You know, I think you guys know who I'm talking about when it comes to men. You've probably seen it.
Is he in this room?
No, he's not in this room.
Dang it. I thought it was me, man.
Jim influence, maybe, you know.
That's
right. Jim mentorship. We just need to start eating better, right? That's the only thing.
That's right.
All this work in the gym and, you know, I'm going to go grab those cookies. Hold on.
I don't know. I don't know about you all, but I feel like the best mentors that I've had, whether they're named or unnamed or organic or whatever you want to call it, are the ones that ask me the best questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's super easy to, especially if you are coming from a perspective of wisdom or experience, to identify what's wrong in somebody. I think it's very unique to be able to ask them questions to get themselves there, right? And so I think that there are some people in our group that ask really good questions.
Yeah.
And in turn, mentor, not necessarily, even though they might know the right answer, they help us get to the right answer, right?
Sure.
through inquiry. So
yeah, it's that whole, like, the you get curious. For me, I get curious, right? As someone's speaking and I, you know, will develop questions in my head and I'll ask questions. Not to say that I'm a good question asker, I guess, if you want to call it that, but you know, the curiosity gets to me and I don't hold it in, right? And I'll ask the question. It's a two-way street when it comes to mentorship and you being the mentor and the mentee, right? It has to be a two-way street because you're going to ask the question to your mentee, like, why do you do it this way? Why did you make that choice? You know, and then, you know, just get to have an understanding of what that looks like. And what does the Bible say about that, right? What does the Bible say about, just like you asked in the beginning of this, you know, what does the Bible say about mentorship?
Right.
Right. And I think you threw out there, Jeff, the 2 Timothy, right? One of the verses in there about mentorship. So I think there's a few things in the Bible that says stuff about mentorship.
So if we had to ask a question, I guess my question would be, why is mentorship important to God? What's he trying to do?
That's a good question.
You know, maybe one day I'll be a mentor to somebody because I can ask a good question.
Yeah. No, I think
self-praise. Thanks. I'm just kidding.
I think that you're already there.
Yeah.
I think you're already there.
I'm kidding.
I just asked a great question. I mean, that's.
Yeah. No, but why, in all seriousness, why would this be important? I mean, like.
Yeah.
He's obviously underlining it and in putting it out there and, you know. But I mean, we all played sports. Like you have those mentor relationships. Like you're always mentoring underclassmen or rookies or something like that. Like mm-hmm. it's a big part of it. And you know, if you don't get that when you're the new guy in any situation outside of sports too, like you hate being alone and that new guy. And you always appreciate the first one to come up to you and be like, hey, I notice you're doing this. Do you need any help? Or just even in stuff that's not biblical,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think, you know, maybe to simply answer your question, I think it goes back to kind of the philosophy or the vision we have for this group is we can't do it alone, right? And I think that to me, it's likely important that God reminds us of that through mentorship. Mentorship is if I'm the mentor, I have hopefully grown in my faith, hopefully grown in my life, in my wisdom, that it's not just about me, it's about developing the next person, right? And if I am being developed or I'm helping, if I'm engaged in as a mentee, it's important for me to realize that I can't do it on my own. And I think that mentorship relationships are really a tool for what God does with us and kind of how he forms us. It's almost like, you know, the influence or the personification of God, you know, at times. So really this idea of like realizing you can't do it on your own, whether you're the mentor or the mentee, is one of the reasons I would say God uses it.
Yeah. So I pulled up a couple of verses here. Proverbs 22:6, and this is from the ESV. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So you have to look at, regardless of age, right, when you're mentoring somebody, right, because they're immature in what they're wanting to be mentored in, right, and they need that knowledge, right? It's just like a child. You have to treat that, whatever they're struggling with or whatever they need guidance in, you know, that their knowledge of that or their level of that is very low. Right. Right. So that's a great one. Proverbs 22:6. And then the other one is, Proverbs 13:20, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Right. So and I think this is extremely valuable when it comes to the group, right? Because we all want to become wiser. We want to do good. Sorry, I was putting my laptop down. And we want to be able to, you know, get closer to God mm-hmm. and know his word, right? Mm-hmm. So, but there's several other verses, right? You can pull up that deals with mentorship. What do you got, Caleb?
Yeah, I mean, our group verse, I would argue it's our group verse.
Oh, yeah, that's Proverbs a great one.
27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another, right? And it's just this idea of, you know, mentorship, challenge, questioning each other, pushing each other helps everyone kind of put their faith into action,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you hear that verse all the time in churches or men's group, right? Iron sharpens iron, right? And it's very true, right? So yeah. Without this group, I wouldn't be where I'm at now when it comes to my faith in the love of God and spreading his word, right? So there's a little nugget I'm going to keep to myself for now, but it's exciting. It's exciting for me and how I can spread God's word and his love. So I think when the time is right, I want to keep you on the edge of your seat, but I think when the time is right, then, you know, I'll share the news. I don't want to kind of, you know, when you say something and you're excited about it, but then it doesn't come to fruition, right? So I've experienced that. So it's going to help spread God's word and his love. So,
and I will say that people are going to definitely tune in because this is the ultimate cliffhanger for people sitting at this table.
It's exciting. It's absolutely exciting because, listen, I pray all the time. One of the things that my mentors have, you know, in my faith have told me to do is just, you know, just pray. Pray about it, right? And I pray all the time. I pray all the time. I'm going to let you in a little bit on what my prayer life is, but it's something that I ask God all the time. What can I do to help, right? To help further your love and your word. And he answers, whether you're listening or not, he's going to answer. It's going to pop up, you know, and give you the opportunities. Like, I think we talked about this a little bit in group, and it's like, you have to be able to recognize that and just like, is this God? Is this you speaking, God, right? Like, and you have to be able to think about that and say, what, you know, if this is God, then, you know, if this God's speaking to you, then is it going to spread his love? Is it going to spread his word? Or if it's not, then, you know, what is that going to bring? Chaos? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want chaos in my life. There's enough of that in the world, right? I don't want to bring that, add to that. So, but yeah, so news about that hopefully soon, maybe in the next month or next couple months. So,
and if we had our call line set up, we could actually have people call in and guess.
We could
for a prize. But, we could. We could throw out a couple options.
I think we'd have to call some people right now.
Yeah, that would create chaos.
You know, and it's funny because I'll talk about it more, but I'm just going to say this. God works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
Very mysterious ways, right? Because, man, this came out of left field, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa. I really had to, you know, take a step back and be like, is this real? You know? So we'll see.
Sounds exciting.
I'll keep you all posted. I'm super excited. Listen, when it becomes more solidified, then I'll keep you all posted and just pray about it. Pray for some guidance on that.
Okay. Yeah. As long as it's good.
It's awesome. Good. Actually, it's pretty awesome. So we'll see.
I mean, I'll pray for it if it's bad too.
Yeah. Make it good. And then back to the mentorship. So I think that's something that, when it comes to mentoring, like, would I have ever done this if this was presented to me without the guidance of the group,
mm-hmm.
right? Without the guidance of the elder group. Well, now that I'm not leading the group, I'm an elder, right? So,
mm-hmm.
And those guys, the elder group, like, been really fantastic. You know, I love those guys. And they've helped me a lot mm-hmm. when it comes to my faith. Right. And even in life situations too, right. Just talking. So, but it's exciting. The mentorship thing, right. It's very real. Like you just have to be, like I said, you have to be able to be open to it and accept what, and if you don't, if you question it, you question it. You ask, why is that? Why did you choose that route?
So I guess like, if I'm answering my own question here with, why do I think God is a mentor or wants us to have a mentor relationship. So I guess I'll give credit to Donald Miller on this with his story brand company. But my wife and I follow him a little bit, read the book. And basically any story you've heard, book, movie, it's got a couple of characteristics that are standard throughout, which would mean that there is a hero, who the hero is usually has a problem and they're usually dumb and sluggish and all that, and they find a guide who will help them through the problem, and then you get resolution essentially 2 hours later in the movie and whatever, and they all follow the same formula. And if you look at God throughout history as he's writing our story, it's not like that isn't unique too, that we also need that guide through it,
right?
Through mentorship, through something.
Right.
And usually it ends up with, if we are the hero in this story, we start out with some very foolish ways. And now I know you guys didn't do that, but I definitely have had some foolish beginnings and like the youthful, I've got it. Mm-hmm. I know what to do. You know, like right. I can't fail on this because I'm great. Somebody told me I was great, you know? So, I can totally see that. And I guess like as you're trying to parent three children, you can kind of see that whole relationship too with, all right, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to listen, but I also know you're going to ignore this and you're going to do whatever you're going to do. And it's going to hurt and it's going to be damaging to you. And then you'll come back and you won't say, I should have listened, but maybe at some point. And it's not about me listening. It's not about right and wrong. I could care less about that. It's more or less, I want you to succeed. And I want you to follow the pattern and know how difficult it is. So read the instructions kind of thing. Like follow wisdom. Know, count the cost beforehand. So many of these things of like, don't do, and that's, I think some of the wisdom that I always try to say, don't do what I did, you know, do it better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting to think about what it's like without the instruction manual, right? I mean, some people would say the instruction manual is the Bible, right? Others would say, you know, it's a combination of the Bible and people have come before you that have more experience. But I think without a mentor, without someone to kind of remind you that either they've been through it or they can have some sort of sense of what you're going through, can be very isolating, right? So you think about, as parents, I know we're all parents, you know, when you have your first kid, most people are like, have never seen all the things that happened before, right? And it's also nice to have somebody step in and say, hey, don't worry, you're gonna be all right, right? Like, these diapers will not be here one day, like stuff like that. And I think to have a kind of me too, you know, mentality around things, it's a lot less isolating. It can be a lot more encouraging in tough circumstances, right?
So on our road trip we just got back from Christmas, I was talking with my wife and I mentioned something and I don't know if this is profound or not, but it sounded pretty good.
I'm sure it was, Jeff.
The thing I fear the most is being lonely and hopeless. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where the attack vectors of the enemy are. And I think that's what mentorship prevents against, is even if you screw this up, you're not going to be alone.
Right.
And if I can, I'm going to put hope into you or at least lead you in that direction. Because, and I think overall, like that is the one thing that we've all been this on Tuesday night, got stuff to do. I could probably make it tonight, but I'm not going to, you know, that kind of thing, that thought of just like, I don't know if I should go and all that. And then like, we're all glad we went when we did. But I think there's that dose of, either I got hope or I got a direction of where I need to go for hope and I'm not alone. And I think that is a very important weekly reminder of like, you know, and especially like if anybody is hearing this and they are feeling hopeless or lonely, like there are men's groups everywhere. There are churches everywhere and that's where you go. And look, God will see your heart and he will say, all right, I'm going to protect this person. Like, because to me, that's hell, is being hopeless and lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. No one ever wants to feel that.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because your mind just goes to dark places at that point, right?
And so that's what your 2 a.m. friends are for. Cause exactly. Like, if you are there, no, I can lose some sleep.
Yeah.
We'll go through this together.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's great. We're also, we're a support group, right? Mm-hmm. A faith-based support group, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. So. And it's extremely helpful, and it's interesting because, you know, we've seen, I think the most men we've had at group was 20, how many is 20 something?
High 20s, right?
High 20s.
Yep.
right? I heard rumors of a 50 some once, but I wasn't there. So
that was when Richard was out of town. Everybody
came. Probably. No. I don't think it was ever.
I may be wrong. I don't know. I might be misremembering that.
Yeah, that was. I was probably gone when that happened. Yeah, but right. The most I've ever seen in when I was in group for these past 6 years or so was high 20s. I think I want to say 28 sticks in my head.
28 is a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot of men.
Usually, it's 13 to 16.
Correct.
Somewhere in there.
That's average, and that's.
But if everybody showed up, it'd be like 50, 60.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. If every man that has gone through those doors,
and everybody we invited
on the email list.
Yeah. You know, and that's okay. Right. They need it at the time.
Yeah.
You know, we have guys showing up, once every 6 months, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, the doors, I tell men this, right. Who are looking for a group, never been to a group, or have been to a group because whatever reason they stopped going, is I tell them about Bible Brothers and Beer, hand them an invite card, and I tell them the door is now open. It's up to you to be able to step through it, right? You know where we're at every Tuesday night at, you know, Satire Brewery. Show up, right? Mm-hmm. Show up when you can. Leave when you have to. We don't judge. You know, there's no judgment there. You guys know this. I must have said it, I don't know, hundreds of times to all the new men. Maybe not hundreds, but hopefully soon. You know, and for those of you who don't know, we do have a website, BibleBrothersAndBeer.com. You know, check us out. There's all the information you need to be able to join us mm-hmm. on Tuesday nights, you know, and then you get to meet us. That'd be awesome. I'd love to meet you, whoever you may be listening. You know, invite your friends. Send them this podcast, and, you know, it'd be great. And you never know. You might find your mentor there. You find your spiritual mentor because... You know, we all need it at some point in our lives, right? Whether you went through a valley, right, and you're looking for some spiritual help, we're there to help out as best we can, right? Because, you know, like I think, Jeff, you might have mentioned, or even you too, Caleb, you know, that experience we've experienced maybe, and we can kind of help you, talk you through what we did to help us. Help me or help, you know, what we did to get out of that valley. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think even for the guys that are in the group, it's just super important to think about the connection with other people and inviting someone. One of the things I've noticed is, you know, as I've given people cards or told them about the group, I think the very nature that the group exists is an encouragement to people. Even if they're not able to come, hopefully they are, the fact that you have a group of guys that sit around and, you know, can be vulnerable, it's a respectful space and support each other. I think that a lot of men, like including myself before I joined this, was like hoping that there was a place that we could do that. Right. But I think it's really cool when you see somebody that you've invited say, wow, this is cool. This mm-hmm. is like very unique. Yeah. You can just see that it's something that a lot of men are thirsty for, yeah. right? Even if they're not able to make it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So yeah, that was a great point, Caleb. So great talk on mentorship and what that means in the Bible and some of the things that we can do to help each other in group and all the men that come through those doors with their experiences and their knowledge that they have. So next subject is fellowship, brotherhood, you know, what we're all about. And we did touch on it a little bit on, you know, some of our talk about, you know, mentorship and what that means to us. So you guys, what are your thoughts on, you know, brotherhood and fellowship? Brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers in Christ. So that's what we are. We want to be able to grow our faith in that and support each other, whatever challenges that we may have. And, you know, just knowing that we can call on each other for, you know, for some guidance and help and prayer, super important.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, my most fresh perspective on this is, you know, watching The Chosen. watching the TV show, the series, and just observing. I mean, ironically, going back to this mentorship idea, Jesus was probably the best mentor on earth of his disciples. And I felt like just watching the disciples interact, they lived life together. They were vulnerable with each other. They saw each other's high moments. They saw each other's low moments. And by and large, they loved each other through all of it. And so I think that this idea of fellowship and brotherhood is alive in our group, because we do see kind of the ugly. We do see the high moments, the promotions, the, you know, all the good things, but then also the deaths and the, you know, struggles with anxiety, the struggles with not feeling like we're enough. And, you know, I would argue that a lot of us, all of us, accept it and support each other through it, mm-hmm. and realize that, you know, we could be in those shoes at any point.
Right.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with, you know, fellowship. I think it's very much like the Chosen and the disciples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I look at it more when I think of the fellowship, brotherhood, whatever, and the iron sharpens iron, which I think is common amongst men's group, mm-hmm. is to look at that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of weight rooms around the country that have that verse up, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's great. It's a great verse.
We've been to all of them.
Yeah.
Just want to get that on record. All yeah. of us.
Everybody's going to think we're huge. Really? Well, Richard's huge, but I mean, anyway, I guess I just look at that as, it's hard to fight alone, but it's so much easier. I can remember swim sets, 'cause I was a swimmer, you know, and I can remember swim sets when I would tell guys, you know, you'd be burning, and every swimmer, you know, on some level decides they're not going to do the next one, you know, they want to sit out one. And I can remember some swim sets where I would just be messing with my buddies and be like, I'm not going to let you do that. And like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And they'd follow me. And I'd be like, holy crap, they followed me, you know? Yeah. And then there'd be ones where like, they'd go right back of like, nope, not going to let you do that. You drag my feet on this one. And yeah. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. And it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Where like, if you saw somebody, you know, you say, hey, come on. You know, I mean, there's guys, we meet at a brewery, and there's times when, you know, people buy you beer and all that, or you buy somebody else beer, or like you pick them up, even on a small level like that. Yeah. But there's also been the deaths, and there's also been, hey, this guy had so-and-so medical thing, heart attack, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they've said, I could feel you guys praying for me. And like, yeah. I mean, in the spiritual realm, like I know, you know, oh, I just said a prayer and yeah, it didn't do anything and all that, except it really does something. It's real, mm-hmm. and it does something. And, you know, if you've ever been prayed for and you can tell, which is an amazing experience, because you're so hurt or you're so whatever. Mm-hmm. Or if you've had somebody tell you, I could tell you guys were praying for me.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause it really does something.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The power of prayer, right?
Right.
I think one of the most important things too is when group is over, you see men break off and have conversations, mm-hmm. right? And that's that mentorship, that's that fellowship that we have, right? I've I don't know how many times I've stayed afterwards when we broke group, mm-hmm. and just talking to other men,
yeah,
about, you know, whatever challenges. Hey, Richard, I heard you talk about this. Like, tell me what you did, or how'd you get through it, or this, that, the other. Give me some advice on it. And we just have a conversation. Those conversations are super important, where, you know, you can have one-on-one time with them and just, you know, have a little bit more intimate conversation, right? So it's super important. That's yeah. part of the iron sharpening iron, you know, and it's valuable information that if I can help someone, you know, let's do it.
Yeah. You, those conversations afterwards, you can rope somebody into a podcast.
Yeah.
You have lots of conversations about, hey, I got to get this podcast started. You got to come over. Come on, we got to just sit down and do a podcast.
Hey, listen, we have a list of people who want to come on and start talking, right? So
there's so many good stories. I mean, there's so many good stories. And that's the thing, like when you say, I want you to come out and I want to meet you and all that. And like, I guess everybody's got a good story,
right?
About, and everybody's got their story. And I'm thinking of so many guys that I'm just like, yeah. I hope they start, you know, yeah. I hope yeah. they've got stories like either how God has affected them or like, some guys, how they literally feel like they heard the voice of God, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and whether you believe him or not, it doesn't matter because that's what happened to them. That's their story. And it's so like, that's what I love about, you know, maybe this is my fellowship part, you know, of this. I love hearing the stories. Mm-hmm. I'm there for the stories. Mm-hmm. I'm there for this guy's in front of me. He said this happened.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not that guys don't BS, we do, yeah. But at the same time, you get into this realm with God, and there's a penalty for BS, and we all kind of know that too. We tend to be like, oh no, I'm gonna tell what really happened. So
yeah, no, the stories are great, and you're right. It's something that can impact us as well, the group as well, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that's why I think it's important to be able to have one-on-one time, and this podcast is perfect to have that, right? Because we're going to have people coming in, men coming in, and you know, if they're willing to share their story, maybe not, right? And or just get their perspective on whatever question we have or a Bible verse that we're talking about. It's important because mm-hmm. you know, it whoever's listening out there, right? You know, it can change their perspective on things.
Yep,
and it'll be a good thing, hopefully, right? So.
Definitely.
But, all right. Any other thoughts on fellowship, brotherhood?
No, I think the only thing I would say is, you know, I have usually judged my closeness with people by identifying who you call when something good happens in your life, right? And or who you text. And I feel like, you know, that's what I see in our group. Mm-hmm. I see when people have successes, whether it's because we've been helping pray through circumstances that were tough, or they're looking for kind of that next opportunity, or they're mm-hmm. looking for the next step in their life. It's really cool to get those, hey, I got the job, or hey,
yeah,
I figured this out with my wife, or figured mm-hmm. this out with my kid, or hey, I found that beer, that whiskey that we were looking for, right? So I think it's really cool to celebrate. And when you talk about fellowship, celebrate successes of other people rather than just, again, being self-centered or sure. feeling alone.
Yeah, yeah. So the next and last segment is beer.
I'm trying to think, have we ever prayed for somebody to find that whiskey or beer? I don't think I have.
Maybe not as a group, but I think maybe
just, we're maybe two, just internally.
Jeff, we're two or more gathered. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that thoughts and prayers is a common thing. I think that falls in the line of thoughts. I've never come before God and said, God, I need a beer.
Actually, we were looking for a good Eagle Rare whiskey
really?
Supplier, and I think that there was a location in Denver that we were able to find.
Well, what is that? Just,
okay.
Eagle Rare.
Eagle Rare is a whiskey that comes out of Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
Distillery, and it's it's a good whiskey.
Let me know. Hey. I have a buddy who's a distributor.
Nice.
And he could probably get it. If it's out there, you can probably get it. So
perfect.
Whiskey's so good. They're all so good. I got a
liquor cabinet full of whiskey, man. Like
I'm glad I'm not an alcoholic. I could be if I wanted to.
But listen,
I like it all.
Listen, you enjoy a great, you know, a glass of whiskey or mm-hmm. or scotch or a nice glass of beer, right? So I don't know, the one we're drinking now that's coming out of my kegerator is a Sierra Nevada porter. Yeah, there's 5.6
not sponsored
ABV. So any of these beers
that we
are drinking or we talk about, there's no sponsorship. We don't have any sponsorship. We sponsor ourselves, right?
Also, our opinions are our own.
Yeah, so exactly, right? So our opinions are our own opinions. It reflects nothing on...
You're not going to be able to sue anything. There's nothing here. Right. you
put just it on record.
Yeah, you're just going to cause some waves or whatever.
Yeah, no sponsorship of any kind. And, you know, this is our own opinions, right? So,
yep.
But Sierra Nevada Porter, 5.6. I don't know. Caleb, you're drinking it. What do you think?
It's good. It's good. I mean, I usually look for brown, darker beers. So I was kind of excited.
Good. All right. I got to drive, so I'm just going
to
take a
sip. Take a quick sip just to get a taste of it and tell me what you think.
Yeah, that's good. That's right up the alley.
Yeah. I was kind of excited when Richard said that he had a darker beer.
Can we mention where we meet?
I mean, go to our website. Yeah. It's on there.
Yeah.
So
Satire Brewery has a couple breweries, a couple beers that are like that.
Yeah. So if you guys...
They're good.
For any of you men out there who are listening, we meet every Tuesday... except on major holidays.
6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. Satire Brewery in Thornton, Colorado. And we're there.
And it's Tuesday right now.
It is Tuesday.
Yeah, we're doing our group right now.
Yeah, this is it. So this is because we're actually off. There's no group tonight.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. It's it. So today is New Year's Eve, December 31st. And we're recording our very first podcast for Bible Brothers and Beer.
Yeah.
And this is exciting. I think, you know, and as far as cadence, when it's going to come out, you know, subscribe to our RSS feed, rss.com. Yeah. And the link is on the Bible Brothers and Beer website. There's a link at the top that says podcast. And if you subscribe to our feed, anytime there's a new upload, a new podcast from us, it will be, you'll get notified on it. Yeah. So subscribe to it. And it's exciting, you know. We're going to talk about cadence and how often we're going to do this. We're going to have special guests. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
I don't think we're doing this to get famous. We're just really trying to follow is saying.
Yeah, we are going to invite you to our next Tuesday. We will be celebrating the fact that we started our podcast last year.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be a good event. 2024.
Established 2024.
Yes, that's awesome. You know,
could even do that tomorrow if we needed to.
Did you have this as a goal in 2024, and then you're just like looking to check it off? Like this was the last
December 31st.
Listen, it was.
You got it done.
Hey, listen. I mentioned this in group. 5 months ago, six months ago, it's a while.
Yeah, you didn't hold off until 2025. You didn't say first of the year we'll start. No,
but in all this time, like I don't know how many times I tried just trying to record it. I was driving myself crazy just trying to record it by myself. It was hard, and that's why I started soliciting. Yeah. Who can help me, right, with this?
Through Jeff and Caleb's mentorship, you were able to reach a 2024 goal.
That's perfect.
You can't do it alone,
and I appreciate you, too, for stepping up and helping me kick this off.
That's a good thing.
I got one question to end with if we want to end the podcast this way. This being the last day of 2024, my family on New Year's Eve, we like to make a list of 10 predictions of what we think will happen in the new year. Rarely do we get one right. Let me just say, and I got to pull those out because we got to go through that tonight. But one prediction, one thing you think will happen in 2025.
Is this general?
It can't be like. The Broncos will win 3 games or more. You know, like, of course.
I was going to say the Bears will.
Don't be talking about the
Bears. The Bears will pick in the top 7 picks.
Oh, yeah. Caleb's a Bears. A diehard Bears
fan. Going out on a limb.
Yeah. That's an interesting question, right? So for me, one prediction. I would say that today's youth is going to celebrate God more. And louder meaning, you know, all over the social medias, right? It will be a celebration of God and Jesus and the Bible and his love, right? And I think a lot of the youth nowadays, they're like, they go through these troubling times and they don't know who to turn to, right? So I look at that as I'm praying that our youth continues to run after God and grow their faith, you know, That's my prediction. I've been seeing it. You know, this under 25 youth conference filled the stadium, mm-hmm. singing in unison this past summer. It was insane to see, and I loved it. I want to see more of that.
They're gonna be pointed somewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to.
We've all done it before. You're pointed at something.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's
pointed at something good.
That's my 25 prediction.
Prediction.
Yeah, for the world.
That's good. I like it. Tough to measure.
It is tough
to measure that, but I hope you're right. Caleb, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, it's
besides
funny.
Besides the Bears picking.
It's funny. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from Chicago sports because that's just
Chicago
depressing.
Guy.
Every time that I, you know. I was born in 1985, and we had a good football team then. We haven't had one since. I think mine's kind of aligned to Richard. I think that this idea of spirituality and people kind of exploring spirituality is going to be more prevalent. I mean, I think if you look at some of the top sellers and even some of the books that have been around previously that are kind of coming up, again, people are searching, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that hopefully they find a personal relationship with Jesus. But I think that people thinking about spirituality, the fact that there is more to life, that there is potentially more after people's lives, is a good... potentially a good segue into people being open to Christ. So I think, mm-hmm. you know, the second part of that prediction will be that, you know, hopefully Christians step up and take that opportunity to have conversations about Christ, right? So, but I do think that people are hurting. Spirituality is there. Things that, you know, kind of being better people, being better in the world, doing those things are part of now, you know, now part of like generations and consumers, like they're looking at companies that do things for the world that are kind of values driven.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity for us out there to witness.
Yeah. What about you, Jeff?
Michigan football sweatshirt.
Dude, they just won. They just beat Bama.
They beat Bama.
Did they? I missed that one.
I've been.
Jeff was multitasking.
You've been watching the game.
No. I've just been watching the score.
Checking the score.
Is that why he was talking about subjects that we weren't even talking about?
I was way into last year. I've always been into Michigan football because my mm-hmm. grandpa and all that.
Yeah.
And last year was a lot of fun. But this year with that Bama game, I'm just kind of like, I don't think they'll win. You never know. All the kids sit out now, you know, for these bowl games that are not in the playoffs and all that. So you never know what you're going to get in that game. And it's like mildly entertaining. You know, we were watching a little bit at the gym. It was downpour raining. And I'm like, I'm not sitting there. And I got, you know, you guys text and I'm like, yeah, I'll come over. You know, I don't need to sit inside and watch. I'd rather talk with friends or be around people because you can be isolated and watch football anytime. And I know this, you never lose those games anymore. Like as far as the footage, the timing, like I can watch that game whenever I want.
Yeah, you get home
you
and
can dig into it. Yeah, like the result is the result. It's not going to be life-changing. Yeah. As it's been last year and it was the Rose Bowl, I might have been like, hey, man, I'm busy. But like, you know what I mean. Anyway, as far as my prediction for this next year, gosh, there's a lot of ways I could go, and I'll probably do that with my family predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think last year I went really dark with things. I thought things were going to get really dark. And honestly, I do think God performed some miracles in 2024, and we are in a much better spot as a country, as everything. I think we're in a spot where he can really, I guess, bless those. I thought that he might have been ready to punish us, not that we don't deserve it. And I'm just so relieved that we're not. And I guess along those lines, I got two predictions. I believe the war in Ukraine is going to end and the war in Gaza is going to end.
Mm, yeah.
And I think that the killing's going to stop and there's going to be peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did not feel that way 6 months ago, but I feel like there's going to be peaceful and for many different people, many different countries, many different religions, there's going to be a lack of suffering. The suffering is going to stop or at least be quelled. And that, I hope, is a very good thing.
Yeah.
And you never know there's so much more going on than we know.
Yeah.
But those are two things that I'm like, that would be amazing if that happens.
That's yeah. awesome.
And I hope that happens.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, men, thank you.
Thank you.
Our very first ever podcast for Bible Brothers and Beer. Thank you all for out there in radio land listening and spending, good, 45 minutes, 50 minutes with us. We appreciate you. And please tune in, subscribe to our feed so you can just hear us talk about the Bible, talk about some brotherhood, and talk about beer, right? And if you have any questions at all and, you want to reach out to us, there, if you go to our website, there's a info@BibleBrothersAndBeer.com email link. Email us and we'll get back to you. So thank you again for listening, and God bless you. Thank you. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.